Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sam Harshaney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sig Grayska. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jake Wade. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell bunts towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. Locatello strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosenthal moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to third. Tresh moves to second. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Tresh scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. QL reaches second base with a double. Bijma goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Harshaney and he is safe. QL steals third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Krivic reaches second base with a double. QL scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field. Lobs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobs. Krivic scores. McNair moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lobbs moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-0 in the game. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Harshaney for a passed ball. Rosenthal moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Rosenthal moves to third. Bijma moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshaney takes first base on ball 4. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0-for-1 in the game. Grayska hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harshaney moves to second. One out. Don Hefner pinch hits for Jake Wade. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harshaney scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Harshaney and he is out, Grayska applying the tag. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosenthal hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bijma moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grayska scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harshaney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0-for-2 in the game. Grayska takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. There goes Grayska. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-3 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grayska scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Loy Hanning now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney strikes out. 2 outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bijma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Sam Harshaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshaney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harshaney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sig Grayska is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grayska is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grayska hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Loy Hanning. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to third. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Locatello for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.